I play in a band called Home. We're from Florida and then New York. But when David Bowie passed, Natasha asked us if we would do a tribute show at Creative Alliance. And it was a wonderful experience. Us and a lot of great local Baltimore people. And it was sort of the beginning of our recording of Home 18, which is our new record that came out 4 years later. Sometimes it takes a little while. But anyway, she's literally the best, and she brought us here, and she helped us record the record, and she's wonderful. So thinking about this theme, a story came to me from long ago. We were kind of big in the 90s, and Home was out on tour with Flaming Lips in Europe, and we had a show in Amsterdam at the Paradiso, which was just so exciting for us. We played a decent show. It was okay. And then between our set and the Flaming Lips set, we went backstage, and there was somebody that was handling any drug needs that one might have. Because there were a lot of people there, you know. You need somebody to handle that kind of thing. And they were doing this and that. And somebody had a small vial of liquid that they spilled. And I said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, let me clean that up. And I didn't know what it was until I saw the look on the face of the person, and it was horror. He was like, oh no, you shouldn't have done that. That goes right through your skin. So it was the best night of the Flaming Lips, to be clear. Like, because they had the circular screen, and it was all just like Wizard of Oz footage, and it was wonderful. And then the rest of the night, I was just in the hotel room wondering what the TV was, because it was very scary. But so anyway, that was, you know, my night of stupidity in the world of indie rock. Thank you very much.